We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Ben Volin of the Boston Globe is with us on the hotline. He was reporting this morning about Nate Solder and the possibility that he ends up with the Cleveland Browns. Ben, we've heard that there's a possibility that the Browns may need to wait to see what Joe Thomas does. Do you expect Nate Solder to be patient? Because I'm guessing he won't be.
I'm guessing Nate Solder won't be too patient. He's going to have some big offers coming his way as the best and really the only left tackle, starting caliber left tackle, on the open market. The Houston Texans are reportedly big in on him. The Cleveland Browns, I was told, are heavily going after him. And then usually the Patriots, when they let a player go to market like that, they say, okay, go out and get your offers, then come back to us. So you know the Patriots can always pounce at the last minute as well. You know, I was looking up Joe Thomas's contract just a few minutes ago, and it looks like he's got a $3 million option bonus due on the fifth day of the league year. So either way, a decision's got to come real soon on him. And, you know, I don't know if it's totally going to be his decision to make. New GM John Dorsey seems to not be messing around with these roster moves and looks like he has some latitude to remake the roster in his shape. So not quite sure where things stand with Joe Thomas, but obviously I think a resolution has got to come really soon one way or another.
If I saw Joe Thomas right now, I'd say, I love you, man, but you got to make a decision here. And you got to give the Browns some sort of a heads up as to what you're going to do. And if he's going to retire, that's fine. Like, move on, and we're happy. He's been a great player for the Browns for a long time. But I just, you know, I think he's got to do right by the Browns and be fair in this situation, because the Browns have a ton of cash. I mean, the Browns could go after Solder probably more so than anybody, right, Ben?
The Browns have plenty of money to play with, and that's why it's a real issue for the Patriots. You know, I'm looking at it from New England's perspective. If they don't have Solder, you know, there aren't too many good options out there. They might have to swing a trade or use a first-round pick or a high pick on a left tackle, but that's who you're going to be entrusting to protect Tom Brady, a 41-year-old quarterback, in his blind side. So if I'm the Patriots, yeah, I would think that they have to get Solder back no matter what. And again, you kind of frame it as Joe Thomas needs to let the Browns know. Again, I'm not totally sure that it's Joe Thomas's decision. I know he's got 1 year left on his contract. He's going to be paid $13.5 million. The Browns can save every penny of it. They only have $750,000 in dead cap money. So yeah, Obviously, moving on from Joe Thomas is not that difficult. And the way it was explained to me this morning, that going after Nate Solder, they're kind of starting to prepare to move on from Joe Thomas and looking elsewhere at left tackle. So I'm not totally sure it's his decision to make.
That's interesting, Ben, because we would have, you know, be surprised if that was the case. But, you know, you never know. John Dorsey is the new sheriff in town. You know, Ben, is there – I know he played a little right tackle his first year. If by some chance they signed him and Joe Thomas did come back, is that possible that he could play right tackle for a year if Joe was going to play for one more year?
Solder's athletic enough to do it, but I doubt he's signing anywhere to be a right tackle. And I doubt, you know, the Browns probably don't want to spend that much money on the offensive line as well. Even though they have the money, you guys know that they gave those big contracts to Zeitler and the guys in the middle of the line last year. And then if Joe Thomas is coming back at $13.5 million, I don't know if they're also going to spend big on Solder. And Solder's going to have other options, obviously, here in New England, Houston, maybe another team. So I think he wants to play left tackle, and he's going to have opportunities to do that.
Ben, do the Patriots feel like they're going to lose him?
You know, again, I caution, just because you don't hear much from the Patriots, they operate like ninjas. Mm-hmm. I mean, they don't throw out a bunch of offers. They don't like their business being spread around the league.
Sure.
They did this with Devin McCourty 2 years ago, key piece of the Super Bowl team that beat the Seahawks, and they let him get to market. He got all these great offers. The Giants came with a big offer, and he thought he was going to go to Jacksonville. They had a great offer, And at the last minute, Patriots said, okay, that's what you got. Here's what we're offering. I don't know if it was the best offer. It was in the neighborhood. And a lot of times that's all it takes to get guys not to, you know, to move cities. So I feel like it'll be similar with Nate Solder, that he's going to go out, get his offers, and then the Patriots will say, okay, well, what do you have? And then they decide whether they want to get in the ballpark or not. And I would think if, you know, the Patriots probably don't have to have the best offer to keep Solder. They just have to be competitive. He's been a Patriot his whole career. His family is settled here. Everyone knows he has a young son with some serious medical issues, and obviously they already have their doctors and their medical team set up here. Not that he can't get that elsewhere, but it is obviously a big deal to be switching all of that. So I do think the Patriots have to be just kind of in the ballpark, and you know, once free agency starts tomorrow, they could easily fire back with an offer, even though they haven't had much contact with him. So you can never rule out the Patriots in these scenarios.
We're talking with Ben Volen, covers the Patriots for the Boston Globe. Ben, so talk to us about specifically how good he is, right? You know, if you're not watching an offensive line all the time, you could go by Pro Football Focus. Who knows, you know, how reliable that is for offensive linemen. What would you say from watching him play all these years? How good is he?
Yeah, Solder's pretty good. I would put him in that category. I don't think he's an elite left tackle, but solid athleticism, you know, great size. He's like 6'8". I always strain my shoulder trying to just reach my tape recorder up to interview him. You know, he'd fit in well there. And he's not perfect. Some speed rushers sometimes get the better of him. The 2016 AFC Championship game when they lost to Peyton Manning and the Broncos out in Denver, Von Miller and DeMarcus Ware just swallowed him whole. So, you know, he's not a total shutdown left tackle, but he's obviously the best guy out there. Solid player, you know, definitely is a player that I think the Patriots want to retain, and there's going to be a big hole in their offensive line if he goes. You know, a good solid left tackle who's probably going to get paid more than his skill level, but that's just the function of free agency, and he's willing to wait to get the market. And, you know, now that there's a scarcity of left tackles, someone's going to pay him some big money. But he's a good player, and I totally understand what the Browns would want to do there with just continuing to fortify the offensive line, give Tyrod Taylor a chance, and then more importantly, whichever quarterback they draft, you know, give him as good a chance as possible and protect him and all that. So I definitely understand what the Browns are doing there.
A couple of quick free agent signings have just happened during this conversation, including the Patriots losing Danny Amendola, who's going to the Dolphins, and Sam Bradford is going to the Arizona Cardinals. Ben, thoughts on either of those, especially with Danny Amendola leaving the Patriots?
Yeah, I'm shocked at that one. You know, Amendola seemed, you know, the last like 3 years, the Patriots have made him take a pay cut in order to stay, but he's done it, and he's been, you know, he's developed into one of Tom Brady's most trusted weapons, and he's so clutch on third downs and all throughout the playoffs, and he's also a guy who realizes the value of playing in New England, in that all their games, you know, are on national TV, and it's, you know, really bolstered his off-field profile. He's a model in his free time with Tom Ford Models, which is a big-time agency, and you don't get that when you play for the Green Bay Packers or the Detroit Lions or whatever. So I'm surprised to see Amendola leave, but looks like the Dolphins value the services more, and Amendola knows this is probably his last contract, so it looks like he's trying to cash out. And, you know, Bradford makes a lot of sense for the Cardinals. They obviously are going to have to draft a quarterback now in April, but, you know, Larry Fitzgerald's kind of on his last legs. David Johnson coming off a torn ACL. I don't know if they were the most attractive destination for a guy like Kirk Cousins. So now they've got to, you know, do the veteran seat warmer out and hope that they can draft and develop a kid.
Ben Volen from the Boston Globe is with us talking about Nate Solder and the Patriots side of things. You know, Ben, this weekend, the Browns traded Danny Shelton to the Patriots for a mid-round pick next year. Fans here always feel like Belichick gets the best of whatever deal he makes, no matter what. And so they're like, well, of course Belichick sees something in Shelton, and he was a former first-round pick. What do you make of that deal?
I mean, Browns fans, that's definitely not true. I mean, the Patriots got pennies on the dollar for Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yep.
Now, they guided him to San Francisco, but that was definitely not a trade they won. Chandler Jones has been phenomenal for the Cardinals. That was not a trade that they won. the Jamie Collins trade, even though I don't know how great Collins has been in Cleveland, but it's not like the Patriots got anything great in that. They just got a third-round pick. Shelton should be a nice first and second down player for them, a rotational nose tackle, someone who can help swallow up the run. I'm sure Cleveland was talking about that for him for 3 years as well. But
I didn't think he was any good, Ben. I know some of the Pro Football Focus numbers will say he's not bad. Watching him play, he didn't seem to do much for me.
Yeah, he's just a first, he's a first and second down, clog the middle type of guy. The Patriots had a similar player in Alan Branch.
Yep.
And they're going to let him go. And Danny Shelton's younger now. He's only $2 million plus the 50-year option that I assume the Patriots will trigger on him. But just a rotation. They'll have four defensive tackles, and he'll be in there on first down and second down. Not really expected to rush the passer that much, but just gives the Patriots more beef on the defensive line. So really just a rotational piece. And another example of John Dorsey, getting rid of a player from a previous regime that he didn't think he was going to have much of a score going forward.
Hey, Ben, you mentioned the Jimmy Garoppolo deal. Here we were stunned about that deal. We thought, well, why wouldn't the Browns have offered more? And you said, it's been reported that the Browns weren't even considered by the Patriots for whatever reason, which seems stupid, really, that they wouldn't try to get the best deal they could. What do you know about that? What can you tell us about that? Because I got to believe the Browns would have offered more than the Patriots got.
No doubt. Bill Belichick did not seek offers. He called up John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan one day right before the trade deadline and basically dropped Jimmy Garoppolo in their lap, said, "We want to trade you, Jimmy. We just need a second-round pick." And they literally made this thing happen in 10 minutes.
Wow.
And, yeah, it's crazy. And there are many theories, that Belichick wanted to, stick it to Robert Kraft for
yep.
forcing him to trade Garoppolo, that he wanted to put Jimmy in a good place to succeed with, Kyle Shanahan as his coach now. And the Niners, obviously, all the way on the West Coast in the NFC, they don't have a whole lot to do with the Patriots. So I kind of think it's probably a blend of all those things. But apparently this is how the Patriots do business. They don't field a bunch of offers and, Jay Glazer did a radio interview here, I think around the Super Bowl on a Boston radio station and said, Patriots did the same thing with Chandler Jones. They called up Arizona and they said, "Do you want Chandler Jones?" And they made the trade happen quickly. I think Bill Belichick just doesn't like having his business, out there and having people chatting about what the Patriots are up to. And, you can argue that it's to the detriment of the Patriots. That they
yeah.
should have gotten a lot more for Jimmy Garoppolo. And I'm in the camp that I think they should have found a way to keep him, whether it was with the franchise tag or some creative salary cap maneuvering, because quarterbacks like that just don't grow on trees. And now the Patriots have no one behind Tom Brady who's going to be 41 years old. But even if they didn't trade him, even if they didn't keep him and they wanted to trade him, they should have gotten more than a second-round pick. That's now the number 43 overall pick. That's preposterous that they gave up a franchise quarterback and got nothing in return.
Yep. Hey, Ben, what's the thought on Rob Gronkowski in terms of what he's going to do with his future?
It's up in the air right now. I'm not totally buying that he's going to go to the WWE or become an action movie star or anything like that,
yeah.
but I could see him being like, it's been 8 years. I put my body through hell, 3 back surgeries and 4 forearm surgeries and a torn ACL and a bad concussion. And he's on the books for $8 million this year and up to $9 million if he plays in all the games. And I could see him being like, if they're not going to touch my contract, if they're not going to pay me more, that it's not worth it. Just today, Trey Burton got $8 million a year from the Chicago Bears, and Trey Burton has done nothing in the NFL.
Yep.
And so Gronk is making $9 million, and he's got to be going, well, I'm worth a lot more than that. He has 2 years left on his contract. The Patriots could do another deal for him. He doesn't have a whole lot of dead money left on his contract, so they could rip it up and do a new one and pay him and keep him happy, sign him into another 5-year deal, and ensure that Gronk is going to be around for whoever is the next quarterback. But it's definitely part of the negotiation of the back and forth right now. And I think either way, the Patriots, again, that's another situation that probably needs to be resolved soon, because the Patriots need to know, are they gonna have to sign a tight end, or are they gonna have to draft one in the first round? Gronk and the Patriots can't keep doing this dance forever.
Indeed. Ben, it's going to be an interesting couple of days here with the free agency. We'll see what happens with Nate Solder. We appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
You got it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.